Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A family secret. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
A diehard royalist or just enjoy smoking weed and watching The Crown, I'll never tell which camp I fall into, odds are you enjoy a good royal family conspiracy theory. And there are many to enjoy, but the ones I love most have to do with the legacy of the British royals. And there's nothing more overt about British legacy than some secret children, real or imagined. So without further pomp, circumstance, or ado, let's talk about the notorious secret children of the British royal family. We start in the 1100s, with many, many illegitimate children of King Henry I. King Henry I ruled from 1100 to 1135, and he had two legitimate children with his first wife, Matilda of Scotland, Matilda II, and William. Sadly, Henry's heir William died at sea, leaving Matilda as the only legitimate heir to the English throne. Unusual for the time, Matilda's ascension led to decades of civil war called the Anarchy, and eventually the king was succeeded by his nephew, Stephen of Blois. But before Henry died, he had at least 22 other children, including Robert, 1st Earl of Gloucester, I will be saying these names incorrectly, I can feel it, Aline, Lady of Montmorency, Julianne de Fontevraud, Matilda, Countess of Perche, Richard of Lincoln, Sibylla, Queen of Scots, Reginald, 1st Earl of Cornwall, Matilda, Duchess of Brittany, Robert, Lord of Okehampton, Matilda, Abbess of the Montvier, Henry Fitzroy, Fulk Fitzroy, and Gilbert Fitzroy. I know what you're thinking. Why all the Fitzroys? The surname Fitzroy was often used by the illegitimate sons and daughters of a king or queen. In fact, it's a popular last name even to this day. And positively, though they weren't recognized as his heirs, good old King Henry loved to help his illegitimates, getting them married off well and integrated into English society. Skip ahead to 1630, when King Charles II was King of England. He was married to Catherine of Braganza, but they never had any kids together. Alone, King Charles had almost 20 kids, all from different mistresses. And it's not just men. Then we go to Queen Victoria, who had a bit of an illegitimate kid controversy of her very own. Firstly, that she was an illegitimate child herself, having been conceived by Princess Victoire of Leningen and her Irish-born secretary, Dr. John Conroy, and that he, rather than Prince Edward, the King of England, was Victoria's real father. And thus, if that were true, completely derailing the entire actual English bloodline. This was pieced together by a couple medical data points by A.N. Wilson in his book, The Victorians. He assesses that the illness porphyria, a hereditary disorder of body metabolism, once ran in the royal family. But there is no evidence that Victoria carried it or passed it to her descendants. Wilson also writes that Victoria was a carrier for hemophilia, although medical records tracing her mother's ancestors for 17 generations show no evidence of it, insinuating that she got it from her mother's affair with Conroy. And then there's Queen Victoria's own kids. She had a whopping 9 with King Albert, themselves all married off and sealing the British hold and power structure throughout all of Europe. But she may have had more. The Mirror reported that a woman named Jean Brown claimed to be Queen Victoria's illegitimate child. This theory claims that after the untimely death of her husband, Albert, her cousin, the king, and of course, the dad of her 9 kids, Victoria started a torrid affair with a heavy-drinking Highlander named John Brown. Some say the queen secretly married Brown in a covert ceremony and then had his child. This all came to light when Queen Victoria's great-grandson, the painter Prince Henry of Hesse, was confronted at one of his post-war exhibitions in New York by an elderly lady who announced, "I think we are related." She proceeded to tell him that her name was Jean Brown and that she was the daughter of Queen Victoria and John Brown. Quote, "Presumably she had been shipped across to America at a very early age and had lain doggo for more than 80 years," said British historian Lord Norwich. Apparently she went back to, quote, "lying doggo" and was never heard from again. Some people also speculate that Jack the Ripper was an illegitimate son of Queen Victoria, but that's pretty far-fetched. Others think Jack the Ripper was the queen's surgeon, lover, or even Queen Victoria herself, so that theory is mostly for fun. We'll move into the 1900s and some pretty wild modern-day allegations after the break.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How's it going out there?
Oh.
What? Do I not say that usually every time?
No. What's going on out there with them?
I don't know.
You didn't feel it?
You got something?
I got
a vibe. Some information?
I got a vibe.
You were vibing from the great beyond to now?
Yeah, you know me. I have a weird sense. I just feel like good
sense.
Stuff is happening.
Oh.
Good goodies
are going on.
Yeah.
I like that. Some
of it's pretty, I would say, rated R.
Whoa.
Accusations are flying.
Wow.
The listeners and supporters of Ghost Town, who we love, mm-hmm. are getting freaky.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
It's
don't
that
look
month.
Too
it's
hard.
It's the February month. You know
maybe
what I mean?
Maybe we got to shut this little Sixth Sense off.
I know.
For your own privacy and the privacy of others. No. You can't and you won't.
But we are thankful, and we want to say hello to all those listening, supporting, mm-hmm. spreading the good word of Ghost Town. Mm-hmm. We thank you, and there's another royal family we'd like to shout out.
That's right.
The Ghost Town Parliament.
Oh, hello.
Somebody's been to
chaps.
London a few times.
Wow.
Yes. Mm. Do you like fun facts about me that aren't even that fun? Mm-hmm. I saw Wicked in London at the West End in like 2013.
At the West End.
Because I was working at a YouTube thing.
Wow.
And we couldn't film anything because nobody had permits. So they just paid us to be there and just gave us money. So we just spent it. So I went on Halloween to see Wicked on the West End. It was really cool on Halloween.
That was very cool.
So I'm just letting you know, as I do know about
British culture.
British culture, yeah. So
that's
I think
great.
I can speak.
I thought you were going to say you saw Wicked as if it was a part of British history.
No. I just happened to see it. Happened to see it there. Oh. And Jersey Boys. Thank you.
Nice.
New
wow.
Jersey. Wow. Yeah.
What a run. What a theatrical run you had there in those YouTube days.
11 years ago was
anything.
Really great.
Wow. Amazing.
But we want to say hello to the Ghost Town Parliament. The mayors.
The mayors?
Yes. Yeah, we want to say a jolly good hello cheers.
Hello to you, sir. I'll clean your chimney. No, is that sexy?
That sounds about right.
We're doing just like British, bad British cosplay.
We want to say this is Lady Hopkins of TJ Maxx.
Lady Hopkins of TJ Maxx.
As we know her, Emma Hopkins.
Hello.
This is Lord Matthew Clemens Leray, who already has...
Is a great name for
already
this.
Already has it. We can't add anything on it. Can't add anything on it, except it's of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oof.
We know him as Matthew Clemens Leray.
Hello.
This is Lady Casey Weber of TGI Fridays from the previous episode. Little throwback, little flashback. But we just know her as Casey Weber.
Hello.
That's my Margaret Thatcher.
This is Lady Kat Joselle of... The 99-cent store, Joselle's.
Hello, it's my Mick Jagger.
And then introducing the lady Ashley Mattson of Cars for Kids. Do you know the Cars for Kids?
Yes, before.
If you don't know the Cars for Kids,
everywhere.
If you don't know Cars for Kids,
you should put it somewhere. Show them a photo.
Look it up. The song will get into your brain.
Yeah.
But the heir to the Cars for Kids bloodline is Ashley Mattson.
Hello. That's the queen.
Introducing Lady Kelly Meehan from the AMC Movie Theater Meehan's, creator of the AMC Pass that no one uses anymore.
Hello. That's the queen again.
We know it was Kelly Meehan. This is Lady Marissa Rothermel from... Rothermel Ford of the Northeast Rothermel Fords. Come on in. These cars don't smell. Come in to Ford Rothermel. We'll put you in a Ford that you can afford. It's that Marissa Rothermel. It's heir to a Ford legacy. It's a good American car that happens to be a big hit across the pond.
This woman's name is like 17 minutes long.
Hello, it's Tony Blair. Oh, Governor.
Who is also Queen. They're like, well, Queen, we should really have a governor. She's like, no, I'll take both jobs and both pays.
And I'll
fly twice the amount of planes.
That's right.
Because why? I'll just do both jobs. What do either the jobs do?
It means nothing just to me to do both.
Running things.
Mm-hmm.
Making things happen when there's that table of all the superpowers.
Mm-hmm. Just like, just take the tablecloth and bundle them up and put them on my little back and off I go.
That's our governor and queen of this parliament.
Queen of the parliament, Avian Noble. That's a good name to say in a bad British accent.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
No ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, just the good stuff. 7 days free if you want. Cut out all this nonsense.
You want that, for
you
sure.
You want that. 7 days free. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Let's go back in time and east of us, back to London, where we've had a very sexually active Queen Victoria and some very sexually active predecessors of hers. But we're going to go a little bit ahead. We're going to skip ahead to 1900. With the Queen Mother, Lady Elizabeth Bowes Lyon, mother of Queen Elizabeth. Apparently, she had some rumors of her own surrounding her birth. According to Lady Colin Campbell's 2012 book, The Queen Mother, The Untold Story of Elizabeth Bowes Lyon, who became Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother of Queen Elizabeth, Queen Mother, sorry, I made the last part up. There's just a lot of queens and mothers and Elizabeths in that title. There's a theory that the Queen Mother was actually the daughter of her family's French cook, Marguerite Rodier. Campbell describes this as, quote, an early version of surrogacy, but it feels a little Handmaid's Tale to me. Now let's head to mid-century England, where the Telegraph reported that a man named Robert Brown, no relation to Jean Brown or John Brown of the Queen Victoria's illegitimate child scandal, that I know of, who claimed to be the love child of Margaret and her boyfriend, Peter Townsend. Back in the late 40s and early 50s, Princess Margaret fell in love with Townsend, a Royal Air Force pilot and soon-to-be divorcee, 15 years her senior, who himself worked for the crown. The two even became engaged. But because marrying a divorcee was forbidden by the Church of England at the time and Margaret was not yet 25, she needed her sister's approval for the marriage. Ultimately, Queen Elizabeth refused to give her permission, and eventually, after Townsend was conveniently sent out of the country to serve, the two ultimately broke up. In any case, Robert Brown, who was born in Kenya in 1955, said his birth could have been the result of a liaison between the princess and her former beau, Group Captain Peter Townsend. Brown believed that Douglas and Cynthia Brown, his parents, adopted him to avoid public scandal, and that pictures taken of the princess in 1954 show her pregnant. Also around the time of his birth, on January 5th, 1955, the princess was confined to bed rest. After appealing to the High Court in 2014 to see Margaret's will, she died in 2002, he won the legal battle to see the will's contents. Brown said to The Guardian, quote, I am delighted that the points I have raised have been recognized as arguable. Of his claim to royal parentage, he said, quote, hopefully I'm not a nutcase. I'm either right or I am wrong. If his theory is true, he would be the 12th in line to the throne. That being said, I didn't find any reporting to say that Robert Brown found anything important in Margaret's will. So suffice to say, this is still, of course, just alleged and a theory. But let's move on to the 90s, where modern royalty aren't absolved of illegitimate child claims either. The Globe ran a story in 2014 that Princess Diana and Prince, now King, Charles, may have had a secret daughter conceived via a very early version of IVF, who was born before Prince William. According to the strange theory, when Princess Diana had to visit the gynecologist prior to marrying Prince Charles to confirm that she was fertile, the doctor took some of her eggs. Apparently, the doctor allegedly fertilized the eggs with Prince Charles's sperm and then had his own wife carry the baby, whom they called Sarah. Women's Day reported in 2018 that Sarah was allegedly, quote, exiled to stop the scandalous truth from hitting the headlines. This one is extremely far-fetched. You don't just go in and get IVF in an appointment, but again, still extremely fun to think about. But then there's Charles and Camilla, who had a decades-long affair that led to Camilla becoming the British Queen Consort. In 2016, a man named Simon Durante Day claimed to be the secret son of Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla. His adoptive grandma, who then worked for the Queen and Prince Philip, told him repeatedly that Charles and Camilla gave him up after he was born. Durante Day believes that Camilla became pregnant with him way back in 1965, the year she became close with Charles, and long before he married Princess Diana.
In fact, Charles would have only been 17 at the time. Additionally, Camilla reportedly disappeared for roughly 9 months at the same time Charles was sent to Australia for royal business. Quote, "I know that my story sounds unbelievable, but everything I say is checkable. If you don't believe it, check it," he says. "I'm simply a man looking for my biological parents, and every road has led me back to Camilla and Charles. I'm not in this for the money or title. I simply want to know who my parents are." He even wrote a letter to Camilla, which in part reads, quote, "As you are no doubt aware, I have been trying for some time to find my natural birth parents, and, as you are no doubt also aware, I believe you are my mother. I can remember several instances, when I was very young, where I was taken to meet a woman who looks exactly as you did around that time. If I was to describe her to you, it would fit your description to a T. As a mother and a grandmother yourself, I am sure you can relate to my frustration, sadness, and torment at not being able to resolve this personal issue. But there's more. Robert Brown, who thought he was Princess Margaret and Peter Townsend's son, began an unlikely friendship with Simon Durante Day, who again thinks he's Camilla and Charles's kid, bonding in spreading their message about maybe or maybe not being of royal parentage. They've discussed the possibility of doing DNA testing to see if they share the same royal blood. However, their lawyers advised against it, a move Simon conveniently supported. Quote, "The only DNA test I'm interested in doing is with Charles and Camilla," he told New Idea. "Robert, like me, really believes that Princess Margaret is his mother, just as I believe Charles and Camilla are my parents. And we don't feel the need to do a DNA test between ourselves, because we know it to be true." Yes, of course. Of course you know it to be true. Please, forgo the DNA test. Quote, "If they did DNA testing on me and Robert, or any of the people claiming to be illegitimate children of the royal family, then yes, there'd be a DNA connection if their claims were all true. But the legal advice from the start has been don't give anything, don't do any DNA tests with others. Keep it. I have to do what's right for me. What I'm interested in is getting a DNA test with Charles and Camilla, and that is the legal road I am going down. And it will happen. I'm very confident of that." I personally would love to see all of these DNA tests, I suppose. But also there's a part of me, probably like these men, that doesn't quite want to make things, how should I say, real, concrete, or legitimate.